The following is a meeting with disciples with His Holiness Srila Satsrup Das Goswami, given on March 11, 1992, in Puerto Rico.
So, I was hoping you would have some questions. I don't have, I didn't come with a text to read. Translate?
Yo estaba con la esperanza de que ustedes tuviesen preguntas. Yo no vine con ningún texto para leer.
If actually we can speak about the things. That are important to you, then that would be the best.
De hecho, si pudiéramos hablar acerca de las cosas que son importantes para ustedes, eso sería lo mejor.
In some cases, that has to be done individually when we want to say something in private.
En algunos casos, eso hay que hacerlo individualmente cuando queremos decir algo privado.
But still, this gathering is itself a private gathering.
Pero aún así esta reunión en sí misma es una reunión privada.
So we should be able to speak openly.
Así que podemos hablar abiertamente.
The one obvious fact to me is that we don't meet much together. I don't come here often.
Un hecho obvio para mí es que nosotros no nos reunimos a menudo. Yo casi no vengo aquí.
And this is not so unusual in our ISKCON movement that the gurus and disciples do not always live in the same place.
Y esto no es tan poco usual dentro de nuestro movimiento de ISKCON que los gurús y los discípulos no viven en el mismo lugar.
But coming together is an opportunity to renew the relationship.
Pero el reunirnos, vernos de nuevo es una oportunidad para renovar la relación.
And so are there any things that you want me to discuss?
Así que si hay alguna cosa que ustedes me quieren que quieren que discutamos.
Guru Maharaj, I know in the past we used to have a disciple between us, I mean a meeting between us. Us about yourself, but now is that maybe the situation is the body something. Be far away, and it's hard to gather. How we can give us an idea to where we can make this meeting, not only because you're here, but when you go, so we can talk about yourself, and in that way, at the same time, kind of establish our relationship.
I think those meetings are a good idea, and they are effective to create a unity of disciples. But I don't want to attempt to give an order or make some force that they must have these meetings. I see that kind of expression by me, it is not usually so effective.
Yo he visto que ese tipo de expresión de mi parte no es tan efectivo.
You may say something and people will listen politely, but when you go away, they do what they want to do.
Uno tal vez dice algo y la gente escucha a uno con respeto, pero luego cuando uno se va, entonces la gente hace lo que ellos quieran hacer.
But I can say that I do. When I hear that in different parts of the world they have such meetings, they tell me that they like it very much.
Pero lo que yo escucho es que en otras partes del mundo donde se tienen, se llevan a cabo estas reuniones, que a ellos les gusta mucho.
They share some letters that they've gotten from me, and in such a way talk to inspire each other.
Ellos comparten algunas cartas que hayan recibido de mí y de una forma u otra se inspiran hablando unos a otros.
Because we all belong to the larger ISKCON movement in which there are many disciples of different gurus.
Porque nosotros todos pertenecemos a este gran movimiento de ISKCON, donde hay diferentes gurus.
So, in the normal course of daily activities serving in Prabhupada's movement, there may not be specific nurturing of our relationship with our guru by others.
Así que en nuestro servicio específico, a veces no, tal vez no encontremos que alguien nos nutre, que nos alimenta en términos de nuestro servicio a nuestro guru.
So there has to be some way in which that is nurtured.
Así que tiene que haber alguna forma de nutrir eso.
It can be done, it should be done, individually by the disciple in relationship with his spiritual master.
Debe ser hecho individualmente por el discípulo en relación con su maestro espiritual.
But why not? A special kind of satsanga of devotees who are like-minded in this way.
Pero por qué no un tipo de satsanga donde se reúnan devotos que tienen un tipo de mentalidad parecida, ¿sí? Mm.
I can give you some suggestion further about that meeting.
Yo te puedo dar algún tipo de sugerencia más allá acerca de esas reuniones.
Just as I don't attempt to create, I don't attempt to force the disciple to obey, but I know it's voluntary.
Así como yo no trato de forzar al discípulo a obedecer, pero yo sé que es voluntario.
So if you arrange such meetings, they're also voluntarily attended.
Así que si tú arreglas para tener esas reuniones, también van a ser atendidas voluntariamente.
Something has to be done to keep up a relationship. It doesn't happen, this doesn't continue automatically.
Algo tiene que hacerse para mantener nuestra relación. Eso no se da automáticamente.
It's like a relationship of husband and wife.
Es como la relación entre esposo y esposa.
They have to regularly communicate and care for each other.
Ellos tienen que comunicarse regularmente y cuidarse uno al otro.
Communicate also sometimes means expressing problems and disappointments in the relationship.
Comunicarse a veces significa expresar problemas, desacuerdos en la relación.
In short, the relationship requires work.
Para decirlo en breve, la relación requiere trabajo.
Maybe in the beginning it's more like romantic love and it seems that it doesn't require work.
Tal vez en el comienzo se ve como una relación romántica de amor que no requiere esfuerzo.
But after a while that fades, but still, by work we can have, husband and wife may have a deep loving relationship.
Pero después, en fe, con fe, el esposo y la esposa pueden tener una relación que funcione.
So, similar with the relationship of spiritual master and disciple,
así que similarmente entre la relación de maestro espiritual y el discípulo.
In the verse where Krishna describes it in Bhagavad Gita, he says, "Tad viri panipatena pariparshneva sivya." The relationship is based on service and inquiry.
En el Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explica en este verso que la relación está basada en servicio y el preguntar, inquirir.
So, if you don't continue with inquiry and with directing your service to the spiritual master, then the relationship will diminish.
Así que si uno no continúa inquiriendo y sirviendo al maestro espiritual, la relación disminuye.
Then it's up to you to judge individually what is that loss if it does diminish.
Y entonces para uno individualmente analizar qué se está, que uno no está teniendo, que está haciendo que disminuya.
Some may feel, actually it's not an important relationship, it's too distant anyway, to try to cultivate.
Algunos pueden pensar, tal vez no una relación tan importante, estamos muy distantes, no se puede cultivar.
And then in essence, you will not have a living vital relationship with your initiating spiritual master.
En esencia, uno no va a tener una relación vital importante con el maestro espiritual que inició a uno.
And it's up to you to judge what effect that has on your relationship with Krishna.
Es para ti el analizar qué efecto tiene esa relación en, con relación a Krishna.
But according to the philosophy, it is a crucial relationship in the our connection with our guru and our connection with Krishna.
Pero de acuerdo a la filosofía, es una relación, es algo crucial nuestra en relación con el guru, en relación con Krishna.
So if you cannot have big meeting would be nice, just like this meeting. But if you cannot, then two people is a meeting also.
Reuniones grandes son buenas, pero también dos personas hacen una reunión.
Others have questions. It's going to get dark here soon. Is there a light when it does?
Yeah.
It's not quite dark yet, but it will be. Yeah.
This is my question is in relation to what I got from you saying that I was just thinking, I'm not in the mood of dumping responsibilities into anyone, but just like, we have to realize that it would be very difficult, perhaps awkward for a mother to initiate this type of activities. Yeah. Although, you know, it doesn't have to be that way.
For a woman to organize a meeting of disciples.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally, you know, if we see it that way, then it would be the responsibility of the men, you know, in some ways. And
sure.
I'm just thinking I'm burdened with all kinds of things now, you know. I see that perhaps if Ekatam himself, you know, he's still living at the temple, he doesn't have any children yet, although I know he's busy with service, but if someone were to, like yourself, to call the meetings, you know, and even if not everybody shows up, but even a few disciples, then, you know, if I know that there's a disciple meeting, at least I, you know, there'll be an inclination to go, or if I don't go, there'll be guilt, or there'll be remembrance, you know, which all of those things will be positive.
Uh-huh. That's good. Do you have the translate? So, in the sense you were asking me for direction or what I thought of such meetings, so I could try to tell you that I think that they are nice. As ISKCON used to be excessive in so much attention to the guru and the disciples.
En relación a las reuniones, de nuevo, tú me preguntaste que si son buenas, efectivas. Yo digo que sí, son buenas. Y en el pasado, pues, en ISKCON había una atención excesiva hacia los gurus.
Some devotees here may not even remember those days, but every day there was a guru pooj just to our guru. It was the same honor as given to Prabhupada.
Algunos devotos aquí tal vez no recuerdan esos días, pero hubo un tiempo donde se hacía un guru puya para el guru, al igual que se hacía para Prabhupada.
And there are many other things like that which, on the positive side, did help us to remember I'm serving my spiritual master who has initiated me in the disciplic succession of Srila Prabhupada.
Y en la forma positiva, eso nos ayudaba a recordarnos a nosotros que le estoy sirviendo a mi maestro espiritual y él está sirviendo a Prabhupada.
This other philosophy, so-called philosophy, that we don't need any connection, we just join and get initiated by Prabhupada, by imagination. This is not the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, or Prabhupada didn't teach it.
Hay otras filosofías ahora que dicen que uno se une al movimiento y ya queda iniciado por Srila Prabhupada. Esta no es la filosofía de Gaudiya Vaishnava. Prabhupada no enseñó eso.
So we have those two extremes of paying too much attention to the guru in a way that it distracts us from the fact that we're all in the family of Prabhupada.
Así que están esas dos cosas, esa tendencia a ponerle demasiada atención accesiva al guru en el sentido de que nos distrae de entender que todos estamos unidos en una familia en servicio a Prabhupada.
In the other extreme. So,
y el otro extremo.
So to have some means to worship and remember the spiritual master in the association of other disciples is good.
Así que hay que entender, ¿no?, que es bueno reunirse a los discípulos y hablar con el maestro espiritual y adorar a su maestro espiritual.
Arjuna was telling me that he and the other disciples of Agrani Prabhu, they feel some new, he used the word sweetness, that now we actually have access to our spiritual master, he's here more. So I could understand. There was a nice feeling.
Arjuna me estaba explicando, por ejemplo, que los discípulos de Agrani Prabhu, ahora que él está más aquí y han cambiado en cierta forma las cosas, pues hay una dulzura que se ha establecido, hay más acceso a él.
So if your guru doesn't live in your yatra, your temple, your Prabhudatta desh, then still that remembrance can be created by the different methods of remembering in separation.
Así que, entonces, si el guru de uno no vive en el mismo yatra, en el mismo templo, en el mismo Prabhudatta desh, uno, por tener estas reuniones sobre de discípulo del maestro espiritual, se puede establecer esa relación, el recuerdo en la distancia, en separación.
It's a very neophyte idea to think if my guru is here in body, then he's here. If he's gone, then he's not here in any way. I have no relationship with him unless he visits here.
Es una visión muy neófita pensarle que si mi guru está aquí, físicamente él está aquí. Si no está aquí, pues en realidad no.
The one place I've been recently in touch with where they're having these meetings is in England.
El lugar que yo he visto que se están haciendo que he visto recientemente que se están haciendo estas reuniones es en Inglaterra.
I'm not trying to create any new area of disciples, but gradually some disciples and aspiring disciples in England have come about, a relationship with them has come about.
Yo no estoy estableciendo una nueva región, una nueva era, área de discípulos, pero de una forma u otra ahí se están reuniendo y hay algunos discípulos y aspirantes a discípulos.
So they've been writing me letters that, oh, we're having these monthly meetings and they seem to be very enthusiastic about them.
Así que me están escribiendo cartas diciéndome que ellos están teniendo esas reuniones mensualmente y que se sienten muy satisfechos con ellas.
You could even, I know you're a notorious non-letter writer, but you could write a letter to the one devoted there and ask them what are they doing that's so special that they like it.
Yo sé que tú no eres un escritor de carta renombrado, o sea que eres famoso por escribir cartas, pero tal vez le pueda escribir una carta a los devotos allá y preguntarle qué es lo que están haciendo que los hace interesantes.
Do you know that American devotee named Jagannath Krishna does Sankirtan devotee? He's from California, I think. Anyway, he's the one who's doing it. That's his name. That Indian young man, Shamir, he can tell you. But it's a simple thing. Alright, so much for that. But it's a nice question. So we tried to make some arrangements to improve, and Gobata Prabhu, he said he would volunteer to translate any letters that they wanted to write to me.
Así que en molde de mejorar las cosas, Gobata Prabhu prometió de que me iba a traducir las cartas que ellos me enviaran a mí.
I think Rukmini is the only person who writes to me from here. But the language barrier is a very real thing.
La barrera del idioma es algo muy real.
But I think we make it insurmountable when it is not really so bad.
Pero creo que a veces lo hacemos como si fuera algo que no se puede sobrepasar con la realidad. Es algo que se puede bregar con ello.
Prabhupada gives that example that if there's a fire in the house and you don't speak the same language as those people, still the message is so urgent, get out of the house, that you'll make yourself understood.
Prabhupada nos daba el ejemplo de que si uno está en una casa con personas que no hablan el mismo idioma que uno y hay un fuego, pues aún así la emergencia de la situación se da la comunicación de que tienen que salir de la casa y todo el mundo lo entiende.
If we really want to communicate, we can find a way to do it through translation as we're doing tonight.
Si tenemos que la necesidad de comunicarse, pues lo podemos hacer a través de traducción, como lo estamos haciendo esta noche.
Anyone else have some?
I've been trying to figure a way to ask a question because it's kind of frightening. I met one woman, she had two or three four gurus, and they all followed. Uh-huh. And now, you know, she doesn't want to initiate anyone. She worked with Vendra, that one lady that was the lady hiring on everything that's really for shadowing and your kind of preaching stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, maybe I've been contaminated. I don't know, but I feel a lot for her. I mean, what would be my song to preach to them? She's already initiated because her guru was, he was a guru at one time.
So first of all, you have to make a clear distinction between your situation and her situation.
Primero que nada, tú tienes que hacer una distinción bien clara entre la situación de ella y la tuya.
You said maybe I'm contaminated.
Tú dijiste tal vez yo estoy he sido contaminada.
I don't know what you're thinking, but certainly we will be sympathetic to a person who had to go through such a traumatic experience three times.
Yo no sé qué tú estás pensando, pero ciertamente esto es algo traumático, una persona que ha pasado por esa experiencia tres veces.
But you have not gone through that experience, so you should not think, yes, I also should not have faith in my spiritual master because somebody had a problem.
Pero tú no has pasado por esa experiencia, así que tú no debes pensar de que yo tampoco debo tener fe en mi maestro espiritual. Porque tú no has pasado por ese problema.
If actually you do feel contaminated or lose faith in the spiritual master, then it's better not to try to be so compassionate to the other person.
Pero entonces si tú te encuentras contaminada, como que tú estás perdiendo fe en tu maestro espiritual, entonces no debes tratar de ser tan compasiva con esa persona.
In the name of being compassionate to her, you lose the faith in what's the most important thing to you, most important. And you lose faith in a very important spiritual relationship.
En el nombre de ayudar a esa persona y ser compasivo con ella, entonces tú vas a perder fe en una de las cosas principales en tu vida espiritual.
But as far as that situation is concerned, I meet it many, many times because I travel in Europe.
Pero en cuanto a esa situación, yo me encuentro con eso muchas, muchas veces porque yo viajo en Europa.
And actually, in most cases, the devotees are in a very have a very positive attitude about their situation.
Y en realidad, en muchos casos, los devotos tienen una actitud muy positiva en cuanto a su situación.
Even if they don't wish to be reinitiated, still they're working in the ISKCON temple, and they don't have an offensive attitude towards other devotees and their gurus.
Así que aún si ellos no quieren ser reiniciados, ellos están trabajando en los templos de ISKCON y tienen una relación muy buena con los devotos y no tienen una actitud ofensiva en cuanto a los gurus de ISKCON.
But this attitude, as taught by Kapendra and others, that because some gurus have fallen down, now we should tell everyone that there is no more eligible gurus. This is not the way to be compassionate to such people who had the problem.
Así que esta forma en que predica Kapendra de que porque algunos gurus se han caído o muchos gurus se han caído que en realidad ahora nadie debe tener tanta fe en sus gurus. Eso en realidad no es ser compasivo con las personas que están teniendo dificultades. Así.
I don't preach to those people that they should get reinitiated if they don't want to. I say this. There's no rush, there's no pressure. Just serve in the movement.
Yo no le predico a esa gente que deben reiniciarse. Yo solamente eso ellos lo tienen que coger poco a poco y lo importante es servir en el movimiento.
No, they do need, but they don't have to pressure them that they must do something now or next year.
Ellos no necesitan reiniciarse, ¿no? Necesitan, pero no hay razón por la cual presionarle y decirle que tiene que iniciar el año que viene o.
The GBC, they researched this and found it. Pertinent statements by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, and it says that if your guru goes away from spiritual life, then you have to approach again and take shelter of a Vaishnava guru.
El GBC hizo investigaciones acerca de este punto y encontraron que Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur y otros explican que si el guru de uno se va de la vida espiritual, entonces uno tiene que buscar y tomar refugio de otro guru.
So I just advise them that theoretically accept this, but how can you force faith if there's no faith at the present time in any person?
Así que yo les predico a ellos que teóricamente ellos deben aceptar esto, pero ¿cómo uno va a forzar a una persona a tener fe si en el momento que ellos están viviendo no pueden tener fe en nadie?
Madhu, do you have any comment or question?
I didn't ask a question during the last class, but I was thinking about inspiration. And because you were talking nicely, giving the example about...
Don't talk too long, then he has to translate it.
Yo no le hice la pregunta en la clase, pero usted estaba hablando muy bonito acerca de la inspiración.
So you were inspiring us to read Krishna book or to read and also to see the example of great devotees, what love they have for Krishna.
Usted no estaba hablando acerca de leer el libro de Krishna y de leer y no estaba hablando acerca de la importancia de leer los libros.
And at Gita Nagari, you're giving us the examples of like songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and how wonderfully they expressed their feelings of unworthiness.
Y en Gita Nagari nos estaba hablando acerca de las canciones de Bhaktivinoda Thakur y Narottam Das Thakur y hablando acerca de ese humor de sentirse indigno.
So I was wondering how more can we approach these examples if we don't have these symptoms but yet we desire them or we want to be like them but we don't actually have them yet.
How can we approach the having the feelings of unworthiness if we don't have them?
How can we approach these exalted sentiments of either unworthiness or like a Akrura's case falling on the ground when he saw Krishna's footprint, when I don't have those.
¿Cómo podemos acercarnos a tener esos sentimientos exaltados de sentirse indigno o que uno no se merece? Tenerlos cuando uno en realidad tiene el deseo pero no está muy lejos de uno, no está al alcance de uno.
So, just in attaining anything, the first thing is to have a desire to attain it.
En alcanzar algo, la primera cosa es tener el deseo de alcanzarlo.
If a materialist, if he sees a beautiful woman or a beautiful car, so the first thing is he has stimulated his desire to have it, his greed.
Para un materialista, si ve una mujer bella o un carro bonito, lo primero es que se estimula a desearlo, la avaricia, la ambición se manifiesta.
And even if it seems like it's an impossible thing for him to attain, if the desire is strong, he will make efforts to do it.
Pero aunque luzca imposible, una cosa imposible de alcanzar, si el deseo es fuerte, él va a hacer el esfuerzo para alcanzarlo.
So, therefore, it is good to have that feeling that I want to have these spiritual emotions.
Por lo tanto, es bueno tener estos sentimientos de que yo quiero llegar a tener esas emociones espirituales.
What I was saying in that class is that the hearing process is so potent that one process will do tremendous work to help us.
Lo que yo estaba diciendo en esa clase es que el proceso de escuchar es tan potente que el hacerlo, el escuchar, puede ayudar a uno tremendamente.
So, finding a nice time in the day when you're liable to be more attentive, or doing it with another devotee friend, you read the songs, or sing the songs, and read the Krishna book.
Así que buscar el tiempo más apropiado del día, donde uno sienta que va a estar más atento, buscar un compañero devoto con el cual leer esto o cantar estas canciones puede ayudar muchísimo.
There are other things we can do, but if we don't do this thing, hear from the saintly persons, then we cannot do it.
Hay otras cosas que uno puede hacer, pero si no hacemos esta cosa de escuchar de las personas santas, entonces no vamos a poder alcanzar nada.
It's a very specific cultivation, and we have to go to those persons who themselves have those emotions or have the greed for them.
Es un tipo de cultivo muy específico y tenemos que ir a esas personas que tienen esas emociones y que las o que las ambicionan.
And I read that verse where Lord Brahma says, it's Lord Brahma says it, but it was quoted by Ramananda Roy to Lord Chaitanya.
Leí ese verso que lo dice el señor Brahma, pero que Ramananda Roy fue el verso que le citó al señor Chaitanya.
Where he said, to attain love of God, you don't have to change anything external.
Donde dice que para alcanzar el amor de Dios, uno no tiene que cambiar nada externo.
But just hear submissively, giving up speculation from the pure devotees about Krishna.
Pero tan solo escuchar sumisamente de los devotos puros, de los devotos de Krishna.
And then Ajita, Krishna who is unconquered, unconquerable, can be conquered.
Entonces Ajita, Krishna, quien es inconquistable, será conquistable.
So this means even the busy householders or busy managers, there's hope. All you have to do is find the time and the persons to hear like this.
Así que esto es para los casados que están tan ocupados, o para los administradores que están tan ocupados, deben encontrar el momento para hacer esto.
Without this, then the day will be like a desert without any oasis of spiritual nectar.
Sin esto, el día será como sin un oasis de néctar espiritual.
Do you have a question? No. Okay. I saw your hand moving. But maybe it was an inquiry. Yeah.
To continue that point, maybe I can say it like in this kind of a gathering here. There are some quotes where Prabhupada says that hearing is an aural process, that it's through the ear,
yeah,
and that it's a transcendental process.
Para continuar con este punto, tal vez lo puedo decirlo en este tipo de reunión. Srila Prabhupada escribe que el proceso de escuchar es un proceso auditivo.
And I know for myself that there's a that just by trying to study the books on their own, there isn't the same result for me as from hearing from you.
Y que yo he realizado que estudiar los libros por mi cuenta no tiene el mismo efecto de escuchar la predica suya.
And then there's the, in Prabhupada's purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says the secret of success in spiritual life is to please the spiritual master.
Y el, en el significado de Srila Prabhupada del Bhagavad Gita, él explica que el éxito del discípulo está en complacer al maestro espiritual.
So for myself, in wanting to approach these exalted souls who express such wonderful love for Krishna, I realize that part of it is developing my relationship with you.
Entonces para mí, el poder entender estos, estas almas tan exaltadas, cuando hablan acerca de su relación con Krishna, tan solo yo puedo acercarme a eso si lo hago a través de usted.
The thing that I'm doing consciously and deliberately to try to give instruction and inspiration.
Lo que yo estoy tratando de hacer conscientemente y deliberadamente para dar instrucciones y dirección.
Is writing a particular kind of literature.
Es escribir un tipo específico de literatura.
And I'm encouraged by the results that there is a type of devotee to whom this is very nourishing.
Y me entusiasma los resultados de saber que hay un tipo de devoto para el cual esto es muy nutritivo, que le aprovecha mucho.
They are reading my books, or some are just reading the newsletter among friends and feeling that they're getting daily personal instruction.
Están leyendo mis libros o están leyendo la carta de entre amigos, las cartas que se envían entre amigos, y sienten que están recibiendo instrucciones diarias.
From my point of view, I wish all the disciples could benefit, because obviously then I would feel that my method, the writing, is very efficient way to maintain relationships.
Desde mi punto de vista, me gustaría poder saber que todos los discípulos se benefician, porque entonces yo entendería de que este método de escribir es beneficioso, se debe seguir haciendo.
So connecting that to the reading about Krishna and Vrindavan and reading the moods of the acharyas.
Así que conectando eso a el leer acerca de Krishna Vrindavan o leer acerca del humor de los acharyas.
I am personally very interested in those things. So by reading what I'm writing, it will remind you to read about Krishna and the acharyas.
Yo personalmente estoy muy interesado en esas cosas, así que leer lo que yo escribo le recordaría a ustedes acerca de leer sobre los escritos de ellos.
And then by letters, we get even more particular and individual, where I can hear from you about your practical situation.
Y en las cartas pues puedo escucharle a ustedes individualmente acerca de su situación práctica.
When I was in Spain not long ago, I also have some disciples in Spain.
cuando yo estaba en España no hace tanto, también tengo discípulos allá.
There was one devotee there. He wanted me to give him re-initiation.
Hay un devoto allá que quería que yo le diera reiniciación.
So I said frankly that how can I give you initiation because unfortunately I don't speak Spanish and I'm one of the main ways I teach is through these writings, but you can't read my writings.
Y yo le pregunté, pero francamente, ¿cómo yo te debo dar iniciación a ti si yo no hablo español y mayormente yo me comunico con mi discípulo y doy instrucciones a través de mis escritos?
So he said, well, I've read one book of yours that's very important for me, Japa Reform Notebook.
Y él le dijo, bueno, yo leí un libro de usted que es muy importante para mí, el manual reformatorio de Japa.
Which is in Spanish.
Que está en español.
And he said, I don't think I need to read any more books. I decided that you're my spiritual master.
Y él me dijo, yo decidí que yo no necesito leer ningún libro más. Yo he decidido que usted es mi maestro espiritual.
So I had to laugh to myself because although I think all the writing I'm doing is important.
Así que yo me reí a mí mismo porque aunque yo pienso que todos mis escritos son importantes.
And then without it there couldn't be a disciple spiritual master relationship.
Y sin ellos no podría haber una relación de maestro a discípulo.
He said it was all completed by reading one book.
Él dijo que eso estaba todo completo por tan solo leer ese libro.
And by the possibilities he saw of taking me as spiritual master and connecting him to Prabhupada.
Y por las posibilidades que él veía en tomarme a mí como maestro espiritual y conectarse con Prabhupada.
So I had to in a sense that it was an argument, I had to accept his argument.
Y se puede decir que era un argumento, en el sentido que era un argumento, yo tuve que aceptar su argumento.
So maybe you can apply that here too.
Así que tal vez ustedes pueden aplicar eso aquí también.
Yes.
My question comes from the viewpoint of an aspiring devotee, a desirous of initiation. I read in your book, Teachings in Vedic Literature, that one should choose a spiritual master more wisely than one should choose a spouse.
Yeah.
And the question that arises is, once one has channeled down the possibilities of having a spiritual master, once like one has a certain specific person in mind.
Yes.
How would like right now, I live in this island and I go to the japa here. But spiritual masters are like yourself. You would come like once maybe in a year
or less.
And it's very difficult. How can one? How can a person like I communicate effectively with the spiritual master so he can give me initiation? How can the communication be more
successful?
La pregunta viene porque yo como aspirante o devoto para tomar iniciación leí un libro que
I see different ways of answering that question. One is to stress the immediate situation and what to do practically.
Yo veo diferentes ángulos por cuál atacar esa pregunta, es que una de ellas es ver la situación inmediata y cómo uno puede vergar con ella prácticamente.
About the fact that no recognized ISKCON spiritual masters come here much at all. Whereas ideally, one should have a wider experience and choice of persons. Plus, a chance to have regular association with the person who you do choose. I discussed this the other day in Santo Domingo, which is at least equally isolated as Puerto Rico from the rest of ISKCON. And I made the point that eventually we shouldn't think that gurus have to be imported from North America or something like that. A guru is anyone who is qualified and who inspires us. And there should be gurus in each country.
Guru.
When I was saying this in Santo Domingo, the the translator was my godbrother, Gobata, and I said, what about you? Why don't you initiate? Because actually he's a guru, you can say he's a guru figure. He's been there 20 years and he's of that capability. So he said something like, well, we'll see what Krishna has in store. And then he didn't translate it. So I said, you translate that. So that's what I would like to see, that gurus growing up and taking the responsibility within the Prabhupada days. It's like, if I should not feel guilty that I don't come more often to seven different continents every year. But as I say, that's the long-term solution.
Pero como yo le estaba diciendo, esa es la solución a largo plazo.